When I was growing up, surprise was half the fun of Christmas. We had great expectations and wishes as kids. Me and my younger brother, he's 4 years younger, Ron, we're kind of the odd couple. He's a manager at Home Depot. I don't know how to get to Home Depot. But we shared this together until Christmas morning arrived. We had no idea what kinds of treasures might be under the tree. And I'm one of those people, I'm still a little kid at Christmas. I still like Christmas morning and I still like presents. But I don't know, I don't want to know what they are in advance. I'm not one of those people that peeks or shakes boxes and stuff. Last week, some folks from the parish here gave me a little gift with it, and it came with a little mini lecture. Don't open that until Christmas morning. And little did they know, I don't need that lecture because I love to wait and wait for the surprise. But just in case we were tempted to peek, my mom and dad would leave the door of the broom closet open so that if we peeked out our bedroom doors down the hall, we wouldn't be able to see into the living room. And it kind of served as a visual barrier. But like I said, I was never really tempted to know ahead of time what was underneath the tree. Because for me, the surprise was half the gift. And sometimes, you know, we'd unravel paper and tape to find exactly what our hearts were set on, maybe a train set or a new G.I. Joe. Other boxes, they were filled with, you know, necessities like socks and underwear, the kinds of things that eight-year-old boys don't get that excited about, but wouldn't be caught dead without. And occasionally, packages would yield a bit of a disappointment, like the time my brother opened a gift from a visiting relative who, because they were visiting my parents' home, thought that they should bring a courtesy gift, and they gave my brother a toothbrush. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, these evil, cruel people wrapped up the toothbrush in a Lego box. I know. Do you know what it's like for a boy to open a Lego box and find an instrument of oral hygiene? Well, you know, life is kind of like that, though. It's full of surprises. And just like the packages under the Christmas tree, some are magical and welcome, like when you receive an unexpected gift or some long-awaited good news, or you witness a moment that fills you with awe. Some surprises in life are unexpected, but they're kind of routine, like when plans change at the last minute or technology doesn't cooperate, you know, computers and cell phones that have their own minds, or when your day takes a turn that you didn't really anticipate. And then still other surprises can be painful, like when a relationship breaks up or illness arrives without warning or loss reshapes everything that you once thought was certain. And the promise of Christmas is that God is with us through all of these surprises of life, the good and the bad. The prophet Isaiah gave Jesus the title Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And God is with us even when it doesn't look like it. God is with us even when it doesn't feel like it. Think of the gospel reading this morning and put yourself in Joseph's position. Your fiancé comes and tells you that she's pregnant, and you know that you're not the father. And then, instead of honestly confessing her unfaithfulness, she tells you some crazy story about an angel and the Son of God. W.H. Austin wrote a poem describing Joseph's struggles. Joseph, have you heard what Mary said occurred? Yes, it may be so. Is it likely? No. Mary may be pure, but Joseph, are you sure? Maybe, maybe no. But Joseph, you know what your world will say about you anyway. Even if Mary's story is true, people are still going to talk. I can hear Mary asking, Emmanuel, God with me. If God is with me, why is this happening? In addition to the scandal, the government creates a second major problem. And that has never happened before. Caesar decrees that all the world should be taxed. And the taxing would require a census, and everybody had to return to their hometown. It was an interruption that nobody needed, least of all an expectant mother. So Mary's already under pressure, and now she would be taxed. As well as that added financial pressure, there would be the jolting ride on an old family donkey, and then there's the desert sun. Surely Mary's mind drifted back to that initial moment when she received the news from the angelic messenger. How excited she might have been then, but maybe not so much now. She was highly favored. Really? She was blessed among women. Well, if this was blessed, what does it feel like to be cursed? The angel had said, "The Lord is with you." Is he really? And maybe you've asked that same question this past year. Christmas time, New Year's time is often a time when people think back over the past 12 months. And maybe for you, this was a year when maybe some plans unraveled or some doors closed or news arrived that you would not have chosen. And yet, Scripture reminds us that difficulties and troubles do not mean that God has abandoned you. They are not signs of the absence of God. You know, trouble has a way of stripping away our illusions of control. It reminds us that there is a strength beyond us. There's a faithfulness that is deeper than our understanding. There's a presence that does not depend on things going well. And his name is Emmanuel, God with us. God was with Mary and Joseph, even when everything about their situation suggested otherwise. He was with them in confusion. He was with them in interruption. He was with them in unanswered questions. And he is with you too. And for the rest of my message, I'm going to depart from my notes for a moment and share with you something that at least one person here, I believe, needs to hear. This morning, Joan and I were having coffee in our living room, and she got up and took the dogs out. And as she took the dogs out, and I'm sitting there in my chair, I just began to pray in the Spirit. And almost instantly, in the eyes of my heart, a door opened in heaven. And I felt myself being drawn up towards that door and into that door and into the very throne room of God. This has never happened to me before. Talk about unexpected and surprise. I was just drinking coffee. And in that moment, I was overwhelmed with a sense of God's incredible love for each of us. And the message that I heard was that God's love for you goes beyond the obligation of a legality. What I mean by that is the cross of Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus accomplished something for you and I. It canceled out our sins and reconciled us to God. And something transactional occurred in the spiritual world. And some of us think in terms of God's love for us and God's forgiveness for us as now being almost like a contractual obligation, because it is finished. The price has been paid, and as Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. And so now there's, God has to love us. God has to forgive us. And there is a contractual nature to what happened on the cross. But God also wants you to know that his love for you is not just legal. It's not a legal obligation. It's emotional. It's felt. It's chosen. He doesn't just love you. He likes you. Emmanuel, God is not just with us. God is for us. God is for you. He's rooting for you, and he's on your side. And that's a wonderful Christmas present. Please pray with me. Gracious and faithful God, you are Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, present in our joy, faithful in our sorrow. And you see the roads that each of us have walked this year. You see the surprises we welcomed and the burdens we did not choose and the questions that still remain unanswered. Lord, when our strength is small and our vision unclear, draw near to us and remind us that you are not absent in our waiting. You are not silent in our suffering. Please teach us to trust your faithfulness, Lord. Even when we cannot trace your hand, help us to place our lives just as they are into your care, to keep walking by faith even when the way ahead is hidden. Lord, hold us in your mercy. Steady us with your peace and fill us with the quiet confidence that nothing can separate us from your love. We offer ourselves to you again today, trusting not in our own understanding, but in your steadfast love made known in Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Emmanuel.